Good morning, brothers and sisters. So it's good to be back home. It was good to be away for a little while, but it is better to be home. And I wanted to share with you something that the Lord reminded me of and helped to renew me, not only during my retreat, but even during my vacation this past week. So in our vocations, we have many responsibilities, things we have to do, just the basic necessities of life that need to be cared for. This is true for those who have lay vocations and religious vocations alike. They may be different activities, but nonetheless, all of us have them. And I found, leading up to my retreat and vacation, that, you know, I was getting to a point I was a little stressed, a little anxious. You know, I wasn't as at peace as I typically am. I wasn't sure the cause. I mean, I was doing all my prayers. I was celebrating the sacraments. I was doing, to the best of my ability, the things I was supposed to do. And so I go on the retreat, and of course, thanks be to God, when you can step back and take some time to pray and reflect, the Lord very quickly showed me my mistake. And it's a subtle mistake that I think we all fall into. So in my desire to do God's will, I was trying to do the work that he had given me to do, celebrate the sacraments, preach, these type of things. But I started focusing more on the work that needed to get done than on the Lord who asked me to do it. I think we all fall into this. It's a subtle mistake. Hopefully, in our vocations, our mind and our heart are fixed on the Lord. He is the reason why we do what we do and why we do it the way that we do it. But we human beings, what happens to us is we get tired, we get a little worn out, and we just take our focus off of the Lord, even just slightly. I notice a thought that sometimes I have is, okay, I just need to get this done. It's a very common thought. I just need to get this done. And yes, that's true. We need to get things done, but that's always the wrong attitude. It should be, I need to get this done for the Lord, for love of God. And after a while, that little mistake that we make begins to grow. And without even recognizing it, what happens is we're just kind of burdened by our very vocations. We want to get away from it. That's why we like vacations so much, or retreats, because it gets us out of the grind. But when God's will for us is a grind, we're doing it wrong. We're doing it wrong. And so the Lord quickly showed me on my retreat that my mistake was not the good works that I was attempting to do, but that I wasn't focused on him. I didn't have him in my heart while doing them. Not that he wasn't in my mind at all. Obviously, I was saying my prayers. I was talking to the Lord. It's a very subtle error, mistake that we fall into. I saw this very clearly this past week when I spent some time with my family. And I noticed that the most joyous and peaceful moments of my vacation were when I was celebrating Mass with my family or speaking to them about the Lord or his gospel. Those were actually the greatest moments. Not when I was relaxing and getting enough sleep, doing something fun. I mean, I enjoyed those things. They were good. I needed them. But the best moments were actually when I was doing priestly things with my family. Now, why is that? It's because I'm a priest. That's my vocation. That's my calling. And I should have and find joy and peace in that work if I'm doing it rightly, if I'm doing it for the Lord, with the Lord in my heart. And that was my mistake that I typically fall into once a year at least, before the retreat. Each of us do this. You know how exhausting it is to fulfill the responsibilities of your vocations. I just spent a couple of days with one of my sister and her husband. They only have three little kids, just three. You think, well, three, that's a lot. Not in my family. They just have three little ones. I wasn't in charge and I was exhausted. I don't know how you do it. I thank God I'm a celibate, really. I get to go home and be alone, you know, at least for a little while. I don't know how some of you go to work and then come home and take care of kids or spend all day with children. God bless you. God bless you. And no wonder it gets overwhelming and exhausting. It is overwhelming and exhausting because you never really get ahead, do you? At the best, you're able to maintain sanity, right? Just get the basic necessities done. That's a good day. That's a good day. Very few people ever get ahead. This is true for us priests. And what happens in just that grind, that work that never ends, these vocational responsibilities that keep coming and coming, is we start fixating on the work. And very easily and very subtly, we take our minds off the Lord. You're probably even saying your prayers. But how are you saying your prayers? Is it just to get it done? Or are you praying them in the heart? Even your priest does that sometimes. That was my mistake. And so the Lord, thank God for the retreat and the vacation, he reminded me. He says, you have to do it for me, Father Miller. But that's true. And this is why in our gospel, our Lord fixates on the necessity to pray without ceasing. And he doesn't mean to like always have a rosary in your hand, praying the rosary every moment you do everything else. I mean, that's good if you can do that, but very few can. He means to always have prayer or the Lord in your mind and heart. Now, yes, you'll have your formal prayers at times, Mass, the rosary, and such. But even when you're doing your activities, if you're praying without ceasing, you're doing them for the Lord. He's in your mind and heart. You won't just be doing them to get them done. And it's he who will help you maintain peace in those vocational responsibilities and even find joy in them. It's not the work, it's the Lord. But that's our struggle. And that's why we pray. And that's why we need to pray from the heart. And notice how our Lord ends the gospel today. He says, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Like many of us, we can pray without faith. How sad is that? We can pray without faith, and it's true. So we pray without ceasing, but we pray with faith. We do it for the Lord, and we do it for love of the Lord, keeping him always in our mind and in our heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.